Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Well, we're here still at the 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and we have just met with a friend we've known for many years doing a tremendous work in Israel with Bible teaching and computer programs for Bible teaching. I've spoken to him many years ago, and it's Gil Ilovich. Did I pronounce that right?
Less or more.
Pretty close.
Ilutovich.
Ilutovich.
Yes, that's okay, right.
Gil, sorry. You are with Compedia.
Yes.
But you've got a couple of different projects you want to talk about today. So first, welcome. Thank you for stopping by and sharing with our audience what you're working on. But you've got something quite exciting with this. What's it called again?
Crossflix.
Yes. Instead of Netflix, it's Crossflix. So tell us about it.
So during the years, we developed a lot of content for Bible studies, like revealing the secrets of the Hebrew Bible, which is a whole program for teaching people who don't read the Bible in English how to understand God's word in Hebrew. I will give you an example. In English, God said when he created the woman, I will create for him a helpmate or a helpmate. But in Hebrew, it says Ezer Kenegdo, which means a helpful opposition.
Perfect.
It means that the woman should put the man on track in case if you're going in the wrong way. And there are thousands of examples how the Bible in Hebrew is different from the English translation. And so we did a whole digital program about it. And we did a project about the history of Jerusalem and about the temple and introduction to New Testament. And we put everything on one platform and did a cooperation with an organization called Crossflix, that they have hundreds of movies, Christian movies, put everything on one platform, which has social network, interactive Bible courses, and hundreds of movies. Everything in one place, which called crossflix.com.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great resource. We'll put a link to it in our show notes for this show so that everyone can check it out. Now, you are also building an app in Israel, and it's very interesting. I'd love to hear you explain it better. There's a lot of trauma in Israel now, both amongst soldiers as well as just the general populace. But you are a veteran of what, the Israel Air Force?
Yes.
And you have two children serving in the Defense Forces now?
I have three children.
Three children. Wow. All serving in right now.
I have twins. My youngest are twins, boy and girl. October 7 was supposed to be the last day of my son as a commander in Judea and Samaria.
Wow.
And, of course, they didn't release him. Later, he was stabbed by a terrorist. But he's okay. Thank you. He was healed and he's okay. My daughter, his twin sister, she was called to duty because, you know, girls are serving 2 years while boys are 3 years. And part of her job in the army, which I can't talk much about it, but she was briefed with everything that happened during October 7th, all the massacre and all the horrific things they showed her. And since then, she suffered from constant pain in her stomach. Don't leave her there. Horrific things that she saw. And she's not the only one. There are so many that are traumatized, young boys and girls, that nobody prepared them for such horrific situation. Especially the soldiers that are in Gaza, in the most dangerous place on earth, and with the idea that we have kidnapped children and the whole nation is under trauma. Just the idea that they brought the babies in coffins, you know, the Bibas family to Israel, and the mother, first they brought another body, and then they brought the mother, which is crazy, you know. So,
and this is very serious, because you've also had a number of suicides from veterans, or, you know, those serving.
The high rate of suicides among veterans is going up all the time, which is really terrible.
Because of this trauma. So tell me about your app and what you're doing to help
so
with this.
So we joined forces here in America with the two organizations. One is the Navy SEAL Foundation. It's called the Future Navy SEAL Foundation, that they already dealing with trauma from people who came from Afghanistan and Iraq. And they told me something horrific, that more soldiers, much more soldiers, took their lives after coming back from Iran and Afghanistan than those who've been killed in battle. And we can't afford it to happen in Israel. This will be a disaster. So this is one organization. And the other organization is the Mighty Oaks. They are established by a veteran from the Delta Force. They are all dealing with trauma, and they are helping us to develop an app for Israel to deal with trauma with the soldiers. It will be excluding diagnose, and then after the diagnose, a healing program. And the main thing here is by healing through God. Because there was, I'm not sure if you heard about him, he wrote a book, his name was Primo Levi. He was in a concentration camp. And he said that only the idea that there are things outside the camp, to think about things outside the camp, helped him to heal. And when we read the Bible in Hebrew, the first verse, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, in Hebrew it's Bereshit bara Elohim. The verb bara means to create from outside. So we know that God is outside to this world. So when we have no hope in this world, we have God.
Our hope is in God. And that's bringing hope to these trauma victims. So, but explain to us how an app helps to diagnose and helps in this. How does it work?
Through a questionnaire. How do you sleep at night? Do you drink alcohol or not? Do you feel change in your behavior? What is your connections? How it's affected the connections with the other family? So through a whole questionnaire that was developed also here in America, we can know what is the situation, if he needs help, if he don't need help. In some situation, we can't help. He just need really to go to a psychiatric or even a hospital to get treatment. But in most of the cases, it's need just to do some training, some relief. And we are building a program that it's not instead of therapists, but the demand is so huge in Israel right now. Therapists telling us that even if we'll triple them, they can't cope with all the needs that so many people under trauma right now.
And is your program mainly for veterans, or do you also work with the public? Because everybody's traumatized,
yes,
right now.
Yes, it's for
now.
Everybody. You know, we have children in Israel that are afraid to sleep on their beds. They sleep under the beds because they're afraid that someone come and kidnap them. We need to deal with the whole family, not just with the
so
veterans.
That's so sad. Yeah,
but Israel will overcome. We know we are a strong nation. We have God with us, and God brought us to this country with a purpose, not just that we will vanish.
Yes,
that's for sure.
That's
so
right.
So I'm comforted about it.
So Gil, what's your background? How did you end up, first of all, such a strong believer, and secondly, such high tech and ability, and bringing it all together? You bring the Bible together with the technology.
Maybe I will go a little back to my history. My parents both are Holocaust survivors. My mother tried to come on this famous ship Exodus to Israel. Then she was sent back to Europe. 1948, she came again as a very young girl.
How old was she?
First, she was 9 years old, alone on that ship, and then she came back when she was 10 years old. And she gave me the name Gil. Gil means in Hebrew happiness. And I asked her, why happiness? You know, why you gave me this? My mother already passed away. May she rest in peace. But she told me that I'm an answer of her 2,000 years of prayers. That I was born in Israel after everything she went through. And
wow, so, that is beautiful.
Yes,
you
so
were an answer to 2,000 years of prayers.
Yes, to coming back to Israel. And I always felt that there is a reason for me, and there is a purpose for being in Israel. It's not, I live all my life in Israel, my children, my family, my wife, we are in Israel. We'll never leave this country, no matter what, because God brought us to Israel with a purpose. So after I released from the army, I established Compedia, 1987, as a company for developing educational programs. And we worked with organizations like and companies like Disney, MGM, Jim Henson Company, National Geographic, and others. But I always had passion to do something for God. So, and God led us eventually in the last 14 years to work on a big biblical project. We developed a whole curriculum for Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., and many other organizations. And we put everything eventually on CrossFlix.
Wonderful. What a blessing. It's a wonderful story. So you're speaking to an audience of Christians that love their Bible, believe their Bible, but love Israel, pray for Israel. What is your advice to them for the days in which we live? Like, what would you like to ask of them to do for Israel, or what's on your heart?
I believe, you know, that there is a meaning for everything. There is not by chance. By the way, in Hebrew, by chance is mikre. And when you read it from the backward, is Hashem Rakam, which means God made it. So nothing is by chance. And God gave to this world a gift. The gift is the Bible. And the Torah first. And he gave it with the main purpose so we will know him through his word. And I want to encourage people to know more about the Bible and to understand more about the Bible. That's why I created CrossFlix. Because when you know God, you love Israel. You know the purpose of Israel as well. And I have to say that the first verse of the Bible is start with seven words. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. And then, when you finish reading the creation narrative, and you jump every, in the last verse, you jump every seven letters, you get Israel. So Israel is a purpose. It's like summarize the creation with a purpose to bring the Messiah, to bring salvation to this world. And of course, our enemies are against it. And the big enemy is against it. That's why he turned the hearts of people against Israel, to prevent the coming of the Messiah, to prevent the salvation for this world. And Israel is the answer for the salvation for, and for the coming of the Messiah. That's why there is the war against Israel is a spiritual war. So I'm so thankful for the Christian Embassy. And I want to tell you something very interesting about the Christian Embassy. I was invited with my parents to one of the events that during the Feast of Tabernacle. And my parents are Holocaust survivors. They came. And they thought that Christians hate Israel and they don't love Israel. And my father saw, you know, it was in the Binyanei Auma in Jerusalem, the event, the big event,
yes,
for
that's
honor.
The convention center,
yes,
in Jerusalem.
And my father suddenly saw the Christians in that event with Israeli flags and with the shofar, blowing the shofar and loving Israel. And he started to cry. And he said to me, are you sure those are Christians? And I said to him, yes. He said, why they should all come and live with us as brothers here in Israel? So for him, this event that the International Christian Embassy did in Jerusalem was kind of a revelation to see that we have Christians who love Israel and support Israel. And it was amazing, amazing. And I'm so thankful that you were able to see it.
Yes, so we're celebrating our 45th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And, you know, that's our ministry, is to be there and to show our support in very practical ways. But it's a comfort to the Jewish people. It comforts their heart and encourages them that they are not alone.
Yes.
That they have millions and millions of Christians around the world that love them and stand with them and support them. So I'm so blessed to know about your parents and what it meant to them. So, well, thank you, Gil, for stopping by.
Thank you, and I'm encouraging everybody to go to crossflix.com,
yes,
and then they can see how they can bless Israel,
yes,
as well. Yes,
and we're going to put a link to that in the show notes, because it sounds like you've got very, very interesting information there. We'll encourage everybody to take a look at it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shalom.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.